Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Fresh Manna Ministries. I'm your host, Pastor Lisa, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And today, it is Thursday, October 11th, 2018, and we are so glad to be right here live with you on Blog Talk Radio. So I am going to be sharing some words of exhortation with you on today and some scripture reading, some worship music. So please stay tuned. I do have a few technical difficulties, but we are going to get through it in Jesus' name. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, O God, for this day. We declare that this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Father, we want to thank you right now for your goodness and for your mercies, oh God. We thank you for your grace, God. Lord God, we pray that you would have your way on this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we give you glory, honor, and praises. We bind every spirit that's not like you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh God, we command the airwaves to become subject to the Spirit of God. Oh God, we pray that everyone that listens live and those that will tune in on the archive, that they will be blessed, that they will be encouraged, that they will be empowered by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. We are so glad to be back live on Blog Talk Radio with you on today. Amen. Glory to God. I want to invite you to log on to our ministry website. We are currently updating the website, so we will give you that information. And that is www.freshmannaministries.web.com. Again, that's freshmannaministries.web.com. Amen. Also, if you would like to submit a prayer request to me, you can do so by emailing me at prayerismypassion@yahoo.com. Again, that's prayerismypassion@yahoo.com. Amen. Praise God. Well, I had some music that is still uploading, so I can't use what's on my switchboard because it is still in progress, but we're going to get through this in the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Well, today I'd like to share a scripture with you. Amen. It's a very familiar scripture of passage. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn with me to the book of Psalms. Yes, that wonderful book of Psalms, chapter 37. It's a very familiar scripture of passage. It is quite lengthy. It is 40 verses. I'm only going to be reading the first seven verses, the first seven verses of Psalms 37. I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. And the Bible says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass." And the word of the Lord is already blessed. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Resting in the Lord. That's what the subject that we're going to be speaking about today. Amen. As I stated, This is a very familiar scripture of passage, amen, to the believer. Hallelujah. This psalm was written by King David himself. Glory to God. And he's exhorting for the people to trust in the Lord and to do good. Glory to God. And to delight yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. And the promise is that he shall give you the desires of your heart. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. Glory to God. And he shall bring it past. Hallelujah. Now, today we're going to be focusing on verse 7. You know, I've read this scripture of passage so many times, but on the other day as I was reading it, verse 7 really blessed my soul. I'm going to read it again. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Amen. This is the A clause that we're focusing on today. Hallelujah. Rest in the Lord. That's what the Lord wants for us. Hallelujah. Many times we are so distracted, we're so busy with the cares of life that we don't take time to really rest. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to define the word rest. It means freedom from activity or labor, free of anxieties, to have peace of mind or spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To be free from anxiety or disturbances. We have a lot of disturbances and interruptions in our lives, but God, he desires for us to rest in him. You know, in the New Living Translation, the scripture, the same text says, be still in the presence of the Lord. Be still. Glory to God. We need to take the time to rest in the Lord and to be still. Hallelujah. Now, the word still, hallelujah, means to be quiet, glory to God, to be calm or tranquil, to be free from noise or silence, glory to God, hallelujah. Now, the Holman Christian Standard Bible, this same text reads, be silent before the Lord and wait expectantly for him. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Do not be agitated by one who prospers in his way, by the man who carries out evil plans. My God, hallelujah. So therefore, we must rest in the Lord, be still before God, be quiet, hallelujah, be silent before him, hallelujah, and wait with an expectancy. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Now, the New Century Version, the same text reads, wait and trust the Lord, Don't be upset when others get rich or when someone else's plans succeed. Hallelujah. So therefore, we must rest in the Lord, be still in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. We must be silent before the Lord and wait expectantly, and we must wait and trust the Lord. Glory to God. How many of you are waiting on the Lord for something in your life? You're waiting for an answered prayer, for God to answer your prayer. I want you to be encouraged and know today that God hears your prayers. Glory to God. And not only does he hear them, but he answers them. Glory to God. It may not be in your timing, but it's in God's timing. And God's time is always the best time. Hallelujah. Now, the word wait is defined according to the New Collegian Dictionary, excuse me, it is defined, the word wait, as to stay in place in expectation. Hallelujah. To wait, glory to God, to remain stationary in readiness or expectation, to look forward expectantly. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. We're waiting on the Lord as we are resting in him. Glory to God. Now, the word patience, we noticed that that was in the text as well. Hallelujah. We must, glory to God, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Glory to God. We can't be murmuring and complaining as we're waiting. Hallelujah. But the Bible says wait patiently for the Lord. Now, the word patience, amen, and the word patient is the root word of patience. So the word patient means bearing pains or trials calmly. Oh, hallelujah. Or without complaint. To be steadfast despite opposition, difficulty, or adversity. I'm going to repeat that. The word patient means bearing pains or trials calmly, glory to God, or without complaint. Amen. To be steadfast despite opposition, difficulty, or adversity. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. And the word steadfast is defined as not subject to change. To be firm in belief, determination, to be faithful. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what God desires from us, his children. Amen. Glory to God. So I pray that you were blessed, amen, by the word, hallelujah, of the Lord on today. Amen. To rest in the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Rest in the Lord. Glory to God. Wait expectantly. Amen. Expect from the Lord. Hallelujah. Expect that he will answer you. Expect that he hears you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wait with an expectation. Glory to God. Be still before God in his presence. The Bible declares that in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be quiet before him. Be calm. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wait and trust the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wait expectantly. Trust in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the word trust is defined as to hope. Glory to God. Or expect confidently. Hallelujah. To believe, glory to God, to be have assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. I'm going to repeat that. Glory to God. The word trust is defined as to have hope or expect confidently. To believe, to have an assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. Glory to God. I pray that you were blessed today by the words of exhortation. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to take a sip of water, and then I'm going to lead us in prayer as we close out. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be scheduling, amen, another broadcast. Amen. We're just checking our calendar. We may be back on this weekend, but if not, we are looking at our calendar to schedule, amen, more broadcasts within the next coming week. So please do go to that website, freshmanandministries.webs.com, as we update it. We'll be putting our broadcasting schedule on the website. Amen. It's not there now, but it will be there within the next day or so. So please do look at that page. Please do continue to visit the profile page right here on Blog Talk Radio as well, because we will also have our scheduled programs on this page. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and give you praise. We thank you for this day. Glory to God that you have made. Hallelujah. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Father, we want to thank you right now. Hallelujah, for your goodness and for your mercies, oh God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Father, for this word. We pray that this word has fallen on good ground today, Lord. God, that your people have been encouraged, oh God. Your people have been empowered, oh God. Hallelujah, to rest in you. Glory to God, to have an expectancy as they wait, amen, patiently for you, oh God.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, oh God, and we give you praise, Father, and glory, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for everyone that tuned in on this broadcast. I pray that you will bless them. I pray that you will strengthen them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you glory, honor, and praises, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the move of your spirit. We thank you, oh God, for touching your people's hearts. We thank you for healing, oh God. We thank you for breakthroughs. We declare them in Jesus' name. Amen.